USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. Speaking at the White House, President Biden says he'll reach his goal of delivering 100 million COVID-19 vaccines to Americans on Friday. When he took office, he said he wanted to reach the 100 million mark within his first 100 days, putting the deadline at May 2nd. He's 43 days ahead of schedule. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The Border Patrol is staying busy in South Texas with an influx of illegal aliens coming from across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's an update from Tim Berg.
The agency saying they've encountered a large group of illegal aliens entering Hidalgo County this week. Agents taking a group of 154 people into custody on Wednesday. Former DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says things are not getting better on the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have a full-blown crisis on our southwest border at the moment. I would say what has changed is the messaging out of the administration. Back in 2019, under President Trump, we had messaging as don't come because you will not be let into the country. We know that the vast majority of these folks do not qualify for asylum, but unfortunately today we have a different set of messaging and a different set of policies in place, which are encouraging. They are the pull factors that we see today, which is encouraging this crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After speaking with Moon Jae-in in South Korea, the Secretary of State had something to say about China and North Korea. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the communist state.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More places of entertainment are starting to open back up. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.